channel dredging needs to be done on a cyclical schedule, says Peter Mull, a project manager for the Army Corps of Engineers in San Francisco. And Bodega Bay is overdue.
It's on an approximate 11-year dredging cycle. The last time we dredged the harbor was 2004. So that's why late in 2015 we started planning for an upcoming dredging event, which included all the environmental planning and getting permits and evaluating the sediment chemistry and all that type of thing.
Although it's about as wide as a two-lane road, and is used much like one, the channel is only 12 feet deep at mean low tide levels. Alan Veach, executive petty officer at the Doran Beach Coast Guard Station, says they've been monitoring the gradual buildup of mud at key points in the channel, data that supports the need for the dredging.
We want to have a really good handle on exactly where the shallow spots are. There are parts of the channel that would be unusable, especially if we had a deeper draft vessel that we were escorting in or towing or something like that. So we keep a really good handle on what the depths are for operational purposes.
This slow infilling tends to affect only the larger craft moving through the bay, forcing them toward the center of the channel where the water remains deepest. Noah Wagner, the harbor master at Bodega Bay's Spud Point Marina, says that can create problems.
These little boats don't even realize how shallow the channel is. And they stick to the rules of the road, meaning they're supposed to be on one side of the channel and the fishing boats on the other side of the channel. But these fishing boats have to stay in the deep water. So they got a little speedboat zooming right out. I'm hoping that the big boat's going to get out of their way. And the guy's like, there's nothing I can do. I got to stay on this course. It's caused a few issues out there, but luckily no collisions.
Following a public meeting on Tuesday to review the project, the dredging is on track to go to bid later this summer, says Peter Mull, with the work to be done in late fall and early winter.
At Bodega Bay, we utilize a clamshell dredge, which is basically a giant bucket that digs up the mud and puts it into a scow, and then that sediment will be hauled to an offshore disposal site.
That site, outside of the Farallon Islands, is more than 60 miles offshore. Carol Hart, the outgoing head of Sonoma County Regional Parks, led the push for the dredging project and tried to find a more constructive use for the dredged materials on shore.
Could they be used at Doran? Could they be redeposited in the old airport site? Could they be used at some other location or pumped somewhere, you know? And it took quite a lot of work and energy to finally determine that, no, they really had to go back out to the deep ocean.
At least most of the sediment will.
Some of the dredged materials will go off Ocean Beach, where there's been a huge amount of erosion. So they bring some of it down there, and they actually leave it in the ocean. It's a way to keep the channel from continuing to erode off Ocean Beach.
Hart is also credited with helping to secure federal funding for the dredging, which President Obama included in his projected budget for next year. Mull says that $4.1 million will be enough to fix the worst problem areas in the channel, and maybe more.
We anticipate to complete a very significant portion, if not the entirety of the channel, to 12 feet. Based upon what was in President Obama's 2018 budget, there is enough funding in there to accommodate that dredging.
The dredging operation will block about half the channel at times, but Mull says it will always remain open and passable. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.